All right. I think we're off to a good start with the first 2 days. Weather's been nice, cool. I think players are excited, coaches are excited. Great fan support as always. The new setup that our fan experience group put in place, I think, has made for a better fan experience for the fans. Pads come on today. I think you heard Hugh's excitement last night when he talked to you all about that, and I think the players are excited too. Feel good about the offseason. I think we accomplished what we said we would accomplish in terms of signing almost all of our existing players, adding some really good free agents, and having hopefully what was not only a really good draft in 17, but position ourselves for 18. Hugh asked Dee and I to talk to the team, which we did on, I guess it was Wednesday afternoon, their first afternoon back, and really talked about four things, and I think it's important for the players to hear this. And I told them the first thing we would tell them every year, and that is what a privilege it is to play in the NFL, how short a time period that was, and to make sure they made the most of it. Number two, the importance of hard work. Number three, particularly with our team, with such a younger group, the importance of leadership. And then number four, our expectations of them on and off the field and in the community. So hopefully that'll help get us off to a good start. I know you all always want to know how our group is functioning together, and I think very well. Now been together about a year and a half, and I think AB, Sosh, Paul, Hugh are working together extremely well. I think this year's draft was an example of this, and I think everybody knows the assets that we've accumulated for next year's draft, so we feel good about that. I would be remiss if I didn't say that I understand we've only won four games in the last 2 years and only won one last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. At the same time, we're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, selectively use free agency, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns. So I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Hey, Jim, you've acknowledged in the past having to kind of learn on the fly as an owner. What lessons do you take from 1-15?
Well, I think, Tom, it might be more appropriate to go back and say, what lessons do you take from the beginning? And I think the most important thing you have to do as a leader of any organization is get the right people in place. And I think that's why we feel good now, because we think we have the right people in place with the individuals we mentioned.
How difficult is it, Jimmy, to be patient after 3-13 and 1-15?
Well, it's hard. All of us want to win and win immediately, and most of you don't know me that well personally, but I'm an extremely impatient person. But I think we've learned the hard way that if you want to do this and do it right, building through the draft and being patient and getting the right people in place is the right way to do it. So it's hard, but it's unequivocally the right thing to do.
Jimmy, it's almost exactly 5 years when you first came out on the scene and worked the deal with the Lerner Family Trust. How would you characterize the level of surprise that you're still standing here talking about one-win seasons and all?
I think it was August 3rd, if I remember right. Was the day that we were, quote, announced as owners. And I think I've said this numerous times, I think we're the second newest owners. There's no way to explain to anybody what is getting ready to happen. And so the learning curve has been extremely steep. It's been way harder than we thought. And Tony, to answer your question, I don't think we ever would have thought we'd be talking about coming off winning four games in our last 2 years and I guess it would be our third and fourth years in. So it's tough, it's hard. I think I've said it's embarrassing. At the same time, we have learned a lot. And in life, I've learned you learned a heck of a lot more through the hard experiences than the easy ones. And I now think we're positioned to, like I said, put the organization, the team, in a much better place than we've been.
Are you still completely committed to continuity almost despite what happens this season, given the fact that last year was kind of, as Paul DePodesta said, taking it down to the studs? I mean, do you kind of have to be ready for whatever comes this year?
I'll just say what we said at the first. We feel really good about the people we have in place, really good.
When you say you know where you are, can you define that a little bit? I mean, where are you guys right now in this process?
I'd say in the early stages. Paul's description of taking the house down to the studs is I think, accurate. I don't want to say where we are in the rebuilding process, but I'll just reiterate and really intentionally be redundant, is that I think we have the right people in place in the organization. I think we are putting in process a good team, and, you know, everybody's going to want to know, well, how many games do you think you win? I'm not going to say that, but I think you'll see a improved football team this year.
What are your football people telling you about how close you are to solving the quarterback issue?
You know, you guys talk to Hugh every day, so we've had two practices. So I think we have four quarterbacks out there working hard, all of whom have potential, and I think it'll be exciting to watch the competition. So, like I said, that's a question for Hugh.
Why is Hugh the right guy, and why are Sasha and Paul the right guys?
First of all, I think they're good people, and I think in life we learn that that's a good place to start. They're smart, and it's also a good blend of talent. And you have people who have been in football all their lives, like Hugh, and A.B., really. We overlook A.B., and although he's only 29 or 30 years old, has a great background in football. You have somebody like Sasha, who's been in the NFL a long time, only been on the football side a few years, but very smart, very bright, very strategic. And you have Paul, who's one of the smarter, more strategic people I've ever been around. So I think it makes for a very good blend of talent and a really strong executive team.
Jimmy, I know you said even last year when you put together this new management team, you used 2018 as a kind of a timetable or a finish line to something. Is it the collective opinion of the organization that this team should be turned around after the 2018 offseason?
After the 2018 offseason? Yeah. Does that mean for the 2019 season?
No, I mean during the 2018 season, we should see the fruits of all those assets taking shape.
I'll be real careful how I answer this. We actually talked a long time about it, and that's why I came back at you on your timetable. Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what will happen this year. I know we'll be a better team. So I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team.
Hey, Jimmy, are you thinking the success of the Cavaliers, recent success of the Indians, are you concerned that the how concerned are you that the Browns might be losing some of their status in this town?
Well, I think we've said on numerous occasions that we root as hard for the Cavs or the Indians as anybody does. And we went to all the Cavs playoffs games. We're at every one of the World Series games, including the seventh game, and have utmost respect for what Dan and Paul have done with those organizations. They set a good example for us. We don't worry as much about that as we just focus on what we control, and we're entirely focused on building a better program and a better football team here.
But the question is, are you worried that the Browns are losing status with the fans because, not just since you took over, but you know, for the last 18 years they've been unsuccessful?
I think we have phenomenal fans. I mean, phenomenal fans. The support, no matter where we are in the country, and but particularly in Northeastern Ohio and in Cleveland, is really strong. And we'll just continue to work hard every day to give them the kind of team they deserve. And I think we'll get there.
Jimmy,
I'm very confident
we'll. When you took over, and now after being there for a number of years, did you realize the level of frustration and pain the fans have been feeling for all these years, and how you kind of inherit that too?
Did I, Terry, at the time? No, I had no clue. We had no clue. Dee and I had no clue. Do we realize it and share in that pain now? Absolutely.
Right.
And I think Dee says that this as well or better than I do, that, you know, we're sharing that pain and we feel a responsibility for helping to erase that pain.
But sometimes once you kind of feel that, that could lead to wanting to take the shortcuts.
But we're not going to do that. And I think if we've made, obviously, struggled since we've been here, but I don't think what we've done over the last 12 months, I don't think you could point to anything that looks like a shortcut.
Right.
Some people might have said we should have been more aggressive in free agency or done this or done that, but I think whether it's free agency or the draft, we're trying to build things for the long run.
And one last follow-up. So like before, maybe like when you signed some of the 30-year-old free agents or whatever, you're trying to kind of jumpstart the whole thing?
I think that was a result of our inexperience, which I'll take responsibility for, and I think there might be a time to do that when you're close to winning a Super Bowl, but that's not where we were and where we are. So that's why we made the decisions we did in the offseason. And the majority of the people we signed are relatively young players.
Jimmy, how will you know this season that that you are on the right track, and how will you kind of measure success this year?
You know, I think we'll all know, Mary Kay, and if I were you all, I would ask the same question, you know, wins and losses, or what will you know? And I think it'll be, listen, wins and losses are a part of it. There's no doubt about that, but I think it's how our team performs. You know, do we come back and do we win close games? Do we come from behind and win a game? Do we beat a good team? Do we win a game on the road? Are younger players getting better? Both Hugh and Paul talk about small wins. With individual players, I know they're setting goals for the individual players of small wins for them individually. So I think it's a collection of all those type of things.
Jimmy, you mentioned, I think you might have said, excellent draft for 2017, but you've had 24 draft picks over the last 2 years. Do you need to see a big performance out of these guys on the field this year to know that this new front office is doing it right when it comes to the draft?
Yeah, listen, you all have watched this game as long or longer than I have, and I think it's tough as a rookie to come in. And I know we're all excited about Miles and Jabril and David and Deshaun, et cetera, but it's tough for rookies to come in and really tear it up. I mean, you can go back and look, and there's a few exceptions. The Cowboys had a couple last year, but for the most part, it takes a guy into his second or third year. So it'll be interesting to see, for example, how Emmanuel Ogba does in his second year, how Corey Coleman does in his second year. So don't get me wrong, I hope they all tear it up the first game against the Steelers, but it's not the end of the Western world if they don't, and I think we're going to give them some time. And I think by their second and third years, if they're not producing, then I think you're going to be concerned. But you got to be realistic. The adjustment between college football, particularly the way it's played now, in pro football is dramatic.
I guess my question is, how do you know? I mean, Sashi and Paul are new at running the draft. So how do you know that they're getting the draft picks right if it takes 2-3 years before you can even tell if the picks they made were the right picks?
I think that's where the patience comes in. And I think not only are we accumulating good players, hopefully, but we're also accumulating a significant number of draft picks. I mean, you know, we have 5 picks in the first 2 rounds next year, 2 ones and 3 twos.
Jimmy, you've talked about how you like the way this group is working together, and I wanted to know if you could comment on the process that resulted in Garrett being chosen over Trubisky. It was widely reported that there was a debate, one side of the building versus the other side, and it was resolved. Is that an example of your system working?
Well, let me say a couple things. And I've told the group this, and you all have been part of organizations. If there's not healthy debate, then I don't think it's a healthy situation. I think there needs to continually be healthy debate. And we have lots of healthy debate here, which is I think, important for the overall growth of our organization. We're excited about Miles, and I will never comment on somebody who's not with our team or we didn't pick, because I don't see where it serves any purpose.
What are the elements that you see in Hugh Jackson that suggests that he might be a good long-term head coach?
I think being a head NFL coach is a really difficult job, and Hugh does a lot of things really well, but leading men, I think he's exceptional at. There's not a lot positive to say about a 1-15 season, but I don't think you'd say that our guys weren't motivated and didn't play hard all the way up to the end. And you all are around here every day. That's exceptionally hard to do. And I just think he's really good at relating to and leading men.
Was there anything?
Couple more.
I got 2 questions about you. Was there anything about the 1-15 season that shook your belief in him at all?
No.
And what about his commitment to Cleveland with his foundation? What did that mean to you?
Well, I think it's outstanding. I mean, Hugh Jackson's a quality person, and I was thinking back the other day, I forget how it came up, but if some of you will remember this, but the day the NFL voted on what team or teams were going to go to L.A., I think was a Tuesday, and we were right in the midst of making our final decision on who to hire as our head coach. And we've done a lot of things wrong, but I think one thing we did well is I said, D, you go to the Los Angeles, or you go to Houston, I guess that's where the meeting was, and you represent us and vote on L.A. I'm going to go to Cincinnati and make sure we hire Hugh Jackson as our next coach, because I knew the next day there were going to be other teams interested in hiring him, and I'm glad we did that. And Hugh's totally committed, totally bought in, and I think his and Michelle's commitment to the foundation is the kind of guy he is. I mean, Hugh's all in on everything he does.
Question about him. What do you think it says about you and the Browns that this time with you, you were able to get your first choice as head coach when, you know, a couple of years ago that didn't really happen?
I can't say. I mean, I just think we're fortunate to have Hugh as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with the community, with the team, with us, and I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Jimmy, if they decide to start a rookie quarterback this year, are you fully in support of that and all the growing pains that might come along with it, given that you are an impatient?
Yeah, that's a decision that Hugh will make. It's not like this is the first time he's ever been through this. Sasha and AB and Paul will be involved, but it'll be Hugh's call at the end, and whatever they decide to, we'll fully support, and they'll go into it with their eyes wide open.
Jimmy, I was... Take away from the concussion study.
You know, I think the more research that can be done on the neuroscience around brain injuries, a potential link to football, the better off we are, Pat. The NFL's committed $100 million to this type of research, and I think the more research we do, the better off we are.
Jimmy, when you changed front office about a year ago, they go, look at the Browns, they got a baseball guy, they got a salary cap guy, you know, there's no football guys there, we got a coach. Did that criticism bother you back then, that you're doing a front office in a totally different way and they're supposed to be a bunch of numbers geeks?
It really didn't. I mean, what somebody say? What is it? The example is stupidity, is doing the same thing over and over again the same way. And we just felt like we needed to change and do things differently. And it was through combination of probably more luck than skill that we're able to put those people together, Terry. And like I said, I feel really good about them, both as people and obviously with their abilities to help put together a really good team here.